I'm so old, I've encountered my fair share of dumb ideas, and many of them were my own. I don't know about you, but I own my stupidity. I mean, why not? Hard to hide from it, so you may as well lean into it and hopefully learn from it. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. You're listening to Grow Great, the podcast. This is episode 5040. What are you thinking? You have any recurring dreams? Any recurring nightmares? I'm not sure if I do or not, but I do sometimes dream about being back in college and falling behind in a class. When I started college, I went into engineering. Now, you talk about a major, what are you thinking, period of my life. There it was. I hated it. I hated every minute of it. I wasn't wired for it. I had no desire to do it. But I was practical to the core, still am. And it seemed practical. It didn't matter that I didn't have any drive for it. It didn't matter that I had no desire for it, much less the capacity for it. So a semester would begin, and I would go to the first class of some subject that I absolutely was not wired for. And I'd go until I stopped going, and I'd just blow it off. I'd blow it off because I hated it so. And then I would have this horrible feeling, because I was a good student all through school, and I would have this horrible feeling, I'm falling behind. I haven't kept up with the assignments. I don't even know what the assignments are because I hadn't been to class in weeks. And I knew what was going to happen. I was going to avoid going. I was going to fall behind. I was going to end up hating myself, and I was going to end up dropping that class prior to the drop deadline, because dropping a class was like a lifeline. I mean, what else are you going to do when you're 18, you're working nearly full time, trying to go to school full time, and you love your work, selling stereo gear, but you hate school? I look back, and even though I know what I was thinking, because I just told you what I was thinking, it still prompts me to ask myself, what were you thinking, dude? Namely, what was I thinking by even pursuing that education? The answer, I was thinking I should pursue something practical that would earn a decent living. That's what I was thinking. But maybe the more important question, and maybe what today's show really is about, what it should be about, is what wasn't I thinking? I wasn't thinking long term. I wasn't thinking past college. I never considered, do you want to even do this for a living? That question alone would have altered my course much, much, much earlier. Turns out, after a few years of hating every second, I left engineering. I went to journalism. And in a flash, I mean in a nanosecond, I felt completely different. I loved it. I immersed myself in it. I was already immersing myself in it. It was right up my alley. No, I didn't think that I would enter that field professionally either, and turns out I was right, but it seemed practical from a skill perspective. I mean, there's nothing practical about calculus if you have no intentions of using calculus. There's something terribly practical about writing skills and speaking skills, at least in my head. Now, by this point, I really felt, but I never talked about, and I didn't think too much about it, Business was really going to be where I would spend my life. Turns out I was right. Now, this is just one example that I could give you. I'm sure you have got a ton of these kinds of things in your own life, professionally and personally. Times where we just took the wrong path. We made the poorer decision. Yeah, okay, maybe our decision was awful. But times where we just didn't get it quite right. Maybe times where we weren't even close. What were you thinking? Go back. What were you thinking? And if you're in the throes of it right now, what are you thinking right now? Deep down, you feel like you're on the wrong path. You picked the wrong fork in the road. Maybe it was a mile back. Maybe it was 1,000 miles back. It doesn't matter. You know it's the wrong course. I talk with lots of business people about a variety of ideas and plans and strategies. My habit is to work toward understanding the answer to that question, what are you thinking? And it's not in a confrontational way. It's just, I want to know the answer to that. What are you thinking? So you've made this decision to stop doing this and start doing that. You've made this decision to acquire this company, or you think you want to. So what are you thinking here? What are you thinking here? And as they make these decisions, and as we make our decisions, the big question is, well, what's behind it? What's driving that choice? What's driving their conclusion that this is their best option at this moment? Sometimes the talk is about a pivot. It may be talk about a new idea. It may be talk about the need to accomplish something like more sales or a reduction in overhead. It can be any kind of a business decision that has to be made. And these are the decisions that we face all the time. And while the motive can, it can sometimes be clear, the path chosen isn't always clear. And the more that I ask and the more they explain what they're planning to do or what they hope to do, the more I sometimes sense that they question it. Deep, deep down, they question whether or not they're being smart or wise. Business can make fools of us all. I don't care how brilliant you are. I don't care how experienced you are. We have all been made fools by the market, by business. Each time I leave one of these conversations, I'm struck by the opposing question. What wasn't I thinking? And I will very regularly ask the business person this question. Well, what aren't you thinking? What should I have thought about that may have altered my course, that may have helped me make a wiser decision? If I could go back to my college days, I would have saved a ton of money, a ton of time, and I would have spared myself a lot of misery if I would have simply thought about some things that, frankly, I never did think about. Not early on, at least. I didn't think about what I was most suited for. I didn't think about what my natural talents were. I didn't think about what fueled my energy versus what drained my energy. I didn't think about how any part of my education would help me build a life I most wanted. I didn't even think about the life I most wanted. I was only thinking that it was something I had to endure and get through. And every day I was filled with dread, hating every minute of it. Well, no wonder I was making some pathetic choices, and no wonder I didn't succeed. I wasn't thinking about the most important things that would have helped me make better choices. And admittedly, I didn't have anybody asking me hard questions to help me think about the things that I wasn't thinking about. Right now, at this very moment, you are making some decisions. Choices are happening. They're happening every day, either in your head or the ones that you have already put into action. And some of those, you don't feel good about them. You made them based on some thinking, but more importantly, you made them based on some things that you neglected to think about. What are you thinking? Better yet, what are you not thinking? My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. It's also the name of the podcast. I'm glad that you click play. Subscribe, tell a friend. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next week.